In the long struggle to turn around the nation's urban schools, the spotlight is on Philadelphia. The state seized control of the city's schools last year, and when classes begin next month, the district will launch the biggest experiment to date with private management of public schools. The hope is that outsiders can do a better job running some of Philadelphia's worst schools. But as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, many people in the city say fixing the schools will take more than just new management.
To better understand the regrettable decline of the Philadelphia public schools, go no further than Mary Bethune Elementary, a school where rats run rampant and most children can barely read and write. Bethune has been handed over to Victory Schools, a private New York City-based company that operates after-school programs in several cities on the East Coast. With the first day of school only a few weeks away, the company has scheduled its first meeting with teachers. About 45 mostly middle-aged women have gathered in the school's small, windowless library. They sit, fanning themselves. The heat is stifling. The bookshelves are draped with blue plastic and a thick coat of dust.
My biggest concern, and I have met with everybody in the district regarding this, is the cleanliness or the lack of it.
We have Lynn Spampinato is Victory's representative in Philadelphia. A tall woman with piercing black eyes, Spampinato is a veteran educator who's determined to turn this school around. But she's grappling with several problems at Bethune, beginning with a rundown condition of the building and, of course, the rats. Like many old school buildings in this city, Bethune is infested with them. Next on Spampinato's list, Bethune's old curriculum.
I find it very disappointing that you don't have music or art, where you're building music and art.
Teachers protest angrily. They say they were forced to replace art and music with test-taking drills last year. There's a lot of pent-up anger. Teachers have concerns of their own, like the future of their school library.
And I don't understand why you're going to think of depriving the children of this school of a library and a librarian.
What about the sixth grade material? We don't have sixth grade material. We have nothing to start these children with.
We have a revolving door of educational staff.
Spampinato listens, but moves quickly to Victory's plan to improve the school. Smaller classes, a new math curriculum that won't be ready till January, a new way to teach reading that teachers will have to learn as they go, and the elimination of reading tutors. These changes are not negotiable, Spampinato stresses.
Our contract is our contract. My job is here to explain the model to you. I understand your frustration.
Across Philadelphia, in meetings just like this one, teachers and parents have been left with more questions than answers. They know the state took over the Philadelphia public schools last December because the now defunct school board ran out of money. But it's not clear why some schools were turned over to three private companies, Victory, Beacon Academies, and Edison Schools. Two reasons, says Paul Vallis, the school district's new CEO. Abysmal test scores and no accountability.
Look, we wouldn't have even been debating the issue of privatization or private management if the schools had been working. And the real tragedy is the longer kids are in school, the poorer they do. In fact, the eighth grade reading scores are no better than the third grade reading scores.
Within days of moving into his huge cavernous office in the school district's headquarters, the loquacious 49-year-old Vallis pronounced that he had not just come to oversee the privatization of the city schools, but to overhaul the entire 264-school system.
Number, Tim, if you could give me a cup of coffee, if you don't mind. It'll make the interview go faster because I'll talk faster.
It's been nonstop, 18-hour workdays. By early morning, Vallis is already behind schedule and jumping from one meeting to the next. Caffeine-fueled and relentless, Vallis is credited with turning the Chicago public schools, once known as the nation's worst, into the most innovative. He privatized programs for dropouts and disruptive students in Chicago, and says competition is good for public education.
I'm not ideological when it comes to school reform. I'm just looking for something that works. So it's going to be put up or shut up time for the privately managed schools. If they don't deliver, they're gone.
He's our boss. And we will, I think, succeed for Paul if our schools do well. And if they don't, we'll fail and he'll fire us.
Chris Whittle is the founder and CEO of Edison Schools, the nation's largest for-profit school management company. It dwarfs Victory and Beacon Academies, the other two companies involved in this takeover. Edison will run 20 schools with 13,000 students here. Philadelphia, says Whittle, will be a turning point for the school privatization movement in this country.
It's going to show not only how private managers do relative to public managers, but it's also going to show how different private managers do relative to one another. That's not happening anywhere else, okay, at all.
It's not clear, though, how Edison or any of the private companies are going to improve student performance. The companies themselves concede they've not invented anything new. They've simply repackaged policies and practices that have been tried elsewhere. The question is, can these policies and practices in the hands of private managers work here in neighborhoods like Barrio Westmoreland in North Philadelphia, home to Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, and Mexican immigrants? A car alarm startles Guillermina Santos as she walks past the heavily gated row houses that line the narrow streets of Barrio Westmoreland. A young mother of four, Santos volunteers year-round at John B. Stetson Middle School, a four-story fortress that takes up a city block in the middle of this neighborhood.
8 years ago, it was terrible. A lot of abandoned cars, a lot of abandoned homes. You see changes, but like a slowly changing getting there of the community, of the schools.
With more police around these days, it's a lot safer to walk these streets, says Santos, if only schools could improve that quickly. Over 80% of the students at Stetson are performing below grade level. Stetson has been turned over to Edison, but Santos wonders, what does Edison really know about this community and its problems?
How are they going to do it? How are they going to come in September and inspect all the changes and deal with it? And another question is, how are they going to get the community involved? How are we going to get the parents in the school? So many questions.
Edison is asking parents from this community to wait and watch. In many ways, parents have no choice. Around the corner from Stetson Middle School, three women in shorts carrying buckets and brooms have opened a fire hydrant. Water gushes out. Nelda Rivera and her two daughters are sweeping away piles of soiled clothes and rotting garbage that someone left on the sidewalk. Rivera, a longtime resident of Barrio Westmoreland, says some people here are fighting to make this a livable place, and that includes fighting for better schools. Stetson wasn't always a bad school, says Rivera. Her two oldest daughters went there. But kids today don't respect anything or anyone. That's why schools are failing, she says. What Paul Vallas, the school district's new CEO, wants Philadelphians to do is step back and look at the school's takeover with an open mind and a sense of urgency.
We're in a war to save our children. And it has to be a total effort. It has to be a total war. The community has to be mobilized to that cause to improve the quality of public education.
This is not about public versus private, says Vallas. It's about restoring a city's trust in its public schools.
2 years from now, we're going to have definite concrete evidence that these schools have improved. And you know why? Because if they're not successful, I'm going to shut them down.
Philadelphia, says Vallas, is not going to be in the business of replacing failing public schools with failing privatized schools. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Philadelphia.